Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 469.
Nice.
Now you know. So how often do you hear this in the legacy media?
Tesla sales are down. Tesla sales tumble, plummeting, trouble,
Well, hang on. Let's get to the facts here. Here's a chart from S&P Global Mobility, U.S. electric vehicle registrations in March in the U.S.
So hard to read the names on the right. So who's in first place?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Okay, here, let me help you.
Tesla. Wow.
Wow.
So look at that. Over 51,000 Teslas sold in March. And how many Chevy EVs sold?
8,500.
And Ford?
7,400.
So Tesla basically sold half of all EVs in the U.S. in March.
Yeah. So I'm not sure where they're getting those headlines. Because, look down at the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, two-digit numbers down there.
Are there two companies that only sold four EVs? I mean, not to be funny, I sold an EV in March.
Does that count?
It was used, but I mean, does that count? Can I get on the list?
Is that why Nissan's numbers are so high? So you remember this Delaware Chancery Court judge, Kathleen McCormick, right?
Yeah. She's the judge that decided that Elon shouldn't get paid, even after us Tesla shareholders overwhelmingly voted in 2018 and 2024 to pay him as the CEO of the company.
Well, Tesla is now before the Supreme Court of Delaware, asking that the five justices decide whether the lower court got it wrong. Should Tesla have to pay the ridiculous $345 million in attorney's fees in the Tornetta case?
And should our shareholder vote to pay Elon what he deserves stand?
Last Friday, Tesla, objectors, and the directors filed briefs with the Delaware Supreme Court.
And when will this be decided?
It looks like arguments will be heard in August, and then it could be at least a few months after that before we get the ruling, so likely November or December.
And what way do you think they'll go?
I mean, if they're smart, they'll side with the shareholders because enough damage has already been done. Dozens of large companies, I'm talking multi-billion dollar companies, have left or are leaving Delaware. But honestly, I think the damage has already been done to Delaware. Judge McCormick made a big mistake. Look, Tesla is our team. Tesla has over 125,000 employees, but our Tesla team is way bigger than that. There are millions of Tesla owners around the world, but our team is even bigger than that. Millions and millions of people love what Tesla is about. And the leader of our team is Elon Musk. And Elon deserves to be paid for the dedication, leadership, and never-ending hard work that he brings every day. There's one thing that I believe is don't bet against Elon.
We asked our patrons in this week's Patreon poll how they think Delaware's Supreme Court will rule. We'll find out what they think in a few minutes.
So become a patron yourself and join the Tesla Time News family. So remember the Mark Rober video from a couple months ago?
Yeah, where he set up a test to see if a Tesla would see different things like a child in the rain and then a fake brick wall.
We said at the time that it seemed like Luminar, which was the LiDAR company that Rober showed off in the video, seemed to have sponsored the video.
Yeah, there was definitely something fishy going on with that video.
Fishy.
Well, the founder and CEO of Luminar, Austin Russell, was replaced on May 14th by the Luminar board of directors after they started looking into ethics violations. Russell has been replaced as CEO by Paul Ritchie, the former Nuance CEO. So I guess we were right.
Okay, so the video where Mark Rober takes a non-up-to-date full self-driving car, like used autopilot, drove into a wall, so to speak, a foam wall, without autopilot being on.
Right. Not only that, we've shown you our own viewers' videos that have disproven this. So it's not even like he did serious science.
Right. Even though him being such a science guy.
He worked for NASA, you know.
And he was working for Luminar. I just can't believe they didn't disclose this.
Well, and they didn't think they were going to get caught. I mean, it was so obvious in the videos a bunch of times. He showed the screen that didn't have the, you know, the blue icon on while he's driving into a wall.
It's really, really scuzzy. And this is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning
of stuff that's going to happen.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Kikis Maximus, a.k.a. Elon, reposted. Breaking, 6 remote schools in Fiji now have internet thanks to Starlink.
Nice.
Isn't that nice? All these places that it would be really hard to get them on the web, and now they're on there.
So nice.
Starlink has expanded their residential light plan, which is priced at $80 a month, now to 30 U.S. states, including parts of New England, Alaska, California, and Texas.
So what's different about the residential light plan?
It's slightly slower speeds of 50 to 100 megabits per second versus the regular plan that has 150 to 250 megabits per second. It's $40 a month cheaper than the $120 regular plan. Mm. Also, with residential light, you may get deprioritized during peak hours.
That still might work for a lot of people, especially people like us who are using it as a backup. Now, what is this picture that we're looking at?
That was taken at Starlink's Bastrop, Texas factory on May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
That's fun.
This is where the fun begins.
SpaceX has acquired a bankrupt radio frequency filter company manufacturer called Acoustis Technologies in Canandaigua, New York, for $30 million.
RF filters play a vital role in minimizing interference in satellite communications. Acoustis focused on XBAW RF filters for 5G, Wi-Fi, and defense applications.
These enhancements will boost the performance of Starlink's terrestrial and handheld devices while strengthening its supply chain. And Kikis says next-gen GPS from Starlink, very hard to jam.
What?
Yeah, so SpaceX has pitched to the FCC that its Starlink satellite network can now deliver global PNT, which is positioning, navigation, and timing, faster, safer, and independent of the Pentagon.
What does that mean?
So Starlink revealed basically that they have developed GPS 2.0. They call it GPS free power. So Starlink's low Earth orbit network of over 7,000 satellites can run without military signal needed. It has global lock-on, so secure tracking anywhere on Earth and direct-to-phone ready.
But very hard to jam?
Well.
Radar about to be jammed.
So sorry to get all technical, but that's essentially how it works.
Well, it's funny because I think of GPS as something that's on my phone, but I guess it's still owned by the Pentagon?
Yeah.
So any word on the Starship 9 launch date?
Booster 14 has been removed from the launch mount and rolled back into the production area. Both the NOTAM and the MOTMARS, so those are the different notifications to mariners and stuff like that, they have been issued new dates, May 27th.
So 1 week from today.
Fingers crossed.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
You've heard me say this before, but do you want to get a space-level shave? Then get yourself a Henson razor. If you use our code Now You Know when you check out, you'll get 100 blades for free.
So do you think Elon can, like, cut the line when he needs megapacks for one of his other companies?
No. How many times have I told you, Elon, you can't just cut the line? We've got utilities that have been waiting for 2 years for these things. I know what you're doing is important. Yeah, I know about... Look, I know all about how we gotta get to Mars. Look, I'll tell you what. How many do you need? Because maybe I can slip you a couple. 168 of them? That's 655 megawatt hours. Did you just say that you're sending your mother down here? Okay, boys, load them up. XAI needs 168 megapacks.
That's right. XAI's Colossus 2 AI supercomputer in Memphis, Tennessee just got 168 megapacks delivered. This will be the first gigawatt AI training cluster in the world.
A gigawatt. It's hard to picture how much power that is.
That's enough to power a million homes. And Kika said Colossus 2 will be the first gigawatt AI training supercluster. Yeah, so there they all are, ready to be installed.
And I remember that a lot of people were upset because, oh, they were running natural gas generators to run those clusters. I know that they are now, but now with the batteries coming in, then you can add the batteries and then you can add the solar and then hopefully you get to have it be all completely green.
Maybe.
I hope so.
Maybe. All right, speaking of green, it's time for going green. So Tesla Europe and Middle East posted, no engine means extra storage that you can use for groceries, aka snacks for your Tesla, tools, gear, or whatever your heart desires. Respond with a picture of the most unusual way in which you've used your frunk.
So why is this story in going green?
Well, because David responded, a woman approached me outside the supermarket today. She said, oh my God, I thought you were putting all your food on the engine. I replied, this car doesn't have an engine. She turned to her husband and said, that car's so cool. It doesn't have an engine. You just have to feed it.
I need fuel. Get the car.
We all laughed. And off they went.
It's a very healthy looking car.
It is. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Make them 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio and no music. What do we got this week?
Well, somebody left a lovely note on Eric's Cybertruck the other day.
Oh, that's so nice. What did it say?
Oh, we can't show that. Yeah, blur that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not the fun F word. And of course, because of Sentry Mode, he got it all on film.
Nice.
So I don't know why you would use that particular F word. Again, that's not the fun F word. That's the other one. What?
Let's just catch this dip.
Hang on. That's called a hate crime. That yes, is not is. Just because you didn't just write, I don't like Elon Musk. You wrote a highly charged word. Also, what? Politically, that doesn't really line up with the people who wear deny, defund, depose shirts.
These are delusional people.
What? Eric was able to finally get it off.
Good.
Which is good, but... he did go to the police and they're looking for this person.
Good. Let's find him.
And everybody, please make them famous.
All right. It's time for our Patreon bonus stories.
On Patreon bonus stories this week, Zach and I are going to read your future.
Yeah. And we're going to share one of Grok's new cool features.
I've never tried this before, so we're going to see if we can do it together.
Please join us for that.
You can see these stories for just $1 a month.
We'll see you on Patreon right now.
Thanks, wonderful patrons.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It is time for the poll. Do you think the Delaware Supreme Court will rule in favor of Tesla?
60% says yes. 40% say no.
It's going to be a close one. It's going to be a nail biter.
Yeah.
You know, either way, though, it's Delaware that's going to feel the pain.
Does it matter?
It doesn't. I mean, we're going to get Elon his pay either way. It's just going to show how stupid Delaware is if they vote against this. So
they're going to sink into the Atlantic Ocean if this happens. They're not going to be able to make it.
All right, time for Elon's X's of the week. Li Zexin says China's first aerial mothership, Jushin SS UAV, is scheduled for its maiden flight in June. It can cruise at 15,000 meters high, carrying over 100 small drones or 1,000 kilograms of missiles with a range of 7,000 kilometers.
And Elon said impressive range.
Nima says tasks are coming to Grok. You'll be able to schedule a task and Grok will do it for you automatically. For instance, you can ask Grok to send you your very own customized news digest every week. Just Grok it.
Interesting.
Kika says the world will be very different in 10 years.
And join us on Patreon today, where we'll be talking about what life could look like in the Patreon bonus stories.
Parasitism, the opposite of imperialism, invading a formerly imperialist country not to take it over, but to take advantage of its successful society and feed off its resources for survival.
Interesting.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Han spotted what he thinks is the coolest Cybertruck wrap in West Vancouver.
What color is that?
It's cyberan. It's like cyan, but cyber.
Caroline spotted this ID Buzz in Colorado. You know, we saw one the other day and like up close in person. It just
didn't look good in the weird green that it was.
That's true.
Josh completed a 2,880-mile road trip in his Cybertruck to go pick up a new camper. And they tested it out in Indiana.
Nice. And Chris spotted this box truck. Now, can you see anything special about it?
It's not electric or anything.
Well, look at the door more closely.
Wait, that's an old Solar City truck.
Wow, good eyes, Chris. Woo! Remember to send your stories, photos, and videos to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com so we can put them on the show. And thank you for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Now you know.
Hey, baseball fans. It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.